In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ash McMillan. Hello, Ash.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thank you. You know, you got a great name, first of all. Ash McMillan.
Thank you.
Did you ever think of using a pseudonym for show business?
Ash actually is not my full name.
My full name's
Alicia. My full name is Alicia McMillan, yeah. Even before I started music, I just was switching schools. I think I was like 13 or 14, and mm-hmm. It just kind of felt like a bit of a better fit for me, and especially once we became a band, I just was like, I'm gonna just stick with it, you know? It really felt like it.
I hear you're living in Westchester, true?
Yes, I am living in Westchester.
Are you from Westchester?
I'm originally from Northern England, actually.
England.
So I grew up in Warrington, and we moved to the States just before I turned 9, and I've lived in Westchester ever since then.
So you never had a chance to really develop that British accent, right?
Well, I definitely did. I definitely had the British accent as a kid, and it does come out at times.
Mm-hmm. You use it when you need it.
Yeah, it always pops out at interesting times.
Yeah. Have you been studying in Westchester?
Yeah. I originally was at Rhinec for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then the school I switched to was Ursuline in New Rochelle. And I'm actually still in Westchester because I go to Purchase College right now.
Are you studying music at Purchase?
Yeah, I'm a double major in studio production and studio composition.
Yeah. Ash is the name of the band, the one to look for. Who else besides Ash McMillan is in the band Ash?
So we're actually quite a big band. Our drummer is Grace Goss. My bass player is Logan Maxwell. My guitarist is Zach Silverberg. And on horns, we have Lee Alsherwood and Marty Scott.
Why horns? I mean, it's a great addition. What was it about your music that required or that would benefit from horns?
I think just so much of the music I listen to has just amazing horn arrangements. And as I was writing, I think sometimes as I'm writing, I just kind of start to hear the arrangements in my head. And so often I just was like, horns, this needs horns, this needs horns. You know, they're just like such a big part of who we are, not even just like our recordings, but like if you ever see us live, they always are dancing on stage and having such a good time, and everyone always comes up after and they're like, I love your horn players.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ash McMillan. Do you have a day job as well, Ash?
I am actually a guitar and a piano teacher on the weekends, and I just like work at admissions at school, but mostly I'm a full-time student.
How did you get started in music?
I got started in music pretty late, actually. I played classical piano starting when I was about 12. I learned just from my neighbor. And when I was about 14 or 15, my parents, as like a surprise Christmas gift, enrolled me in School of Rock in Mamaroneck. I was paired up with my teacher, Phil Anthony, when I was there. And I remember when we sat down for our first lesson for guitar, he just goes, I'm going to be honest, I'm a bass player and I have no idea why they paired us up. But I am just so thankful and lucky they did. He was like the first person who was like, you know, you can do this for a career if you want. And I was like, whoa, can I? And he helped me through all my college auditions. He's been just so supportive all throughout my career. And I just really wouldn't have gotten to where I was without him.
Isn't it wonderful to have somebody like that in your past that inspired you?
Absolutely. And like, I've had a couple people in my life who've just like really shaped how I've gotten to this spot. The way I actually got into engineering or production was a similar kind of thing where I somehow ended up with an internship in a studio that even though I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss at the time, Jackson Hoffman, just introduced me to this whole world of recording. And that's what I ended up doing at college. And they both have just shaped my life so much.
Tell me about the song we're going to play called Floating Away. What's the history? What's the story?
Floating Away is actually a little bit of a sad song. I did write it after I was sexually assaulted last year. So there's a lot of like pretty deep and raw emotion in there, but it doesn't sound that way. I feel like it sounds pretty upbeat, but I just wrote in a time where I felt like I just totally disconnected from my life. And I just was really like trying to grasp my way back there. And I did. And I just was really lucky that I have the friends and the family and the professors that I do. And they really, you know, made me feel whole again.
Did writing the song kind of heal you in a way?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I first went into class to go play it, and I just turned to my professor and I was like, I'm just so glad that I wrote this song. Like, I feel like it took all these tangled thoughts and just kind of simplified them a bit onto a piece of paper.
Well, you really turned it into something beautiful, Ash.
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to take something positive out of it and release something into the world that kind of shows like what I went through and my whole healing process, really.
Yeah, well, it shows, and you're good, and the song is good. Tell me about the website. Where can people find out more about Ash McMillan or Ash, A-S-H, the band?
Our website is ash-mc.com. And you can also find us on Instagram at ash.underscore.music.
And you can contact Ash McMillan there for guitar and piano lessons as well. The band Ash right now and Floating Away on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music Station, 100.7 WHUD. Ash, well done. Good luck.
Thank you.